Hey, how's it going, Channel 9 guys? It's Brandon Watson. I'm here with Ian Todd, Program Manager on Windows Phone. We're here to talk about comms, communications. Lots of interesting stuff just got announced for the next version of the OS we've been calling Mango. A lot of really cool stuff going on in the communication infrastructure. Two that come to mind for me are the conversation view and the threading of communications with all the people that you're in touch with. Let's talk about just kind of how did that all get designed?
Yeah. Actually, the two features you mentioned each had a pretty different heritage is in the design process. The first one you mentioned is an email, and that's the conversation view.
Right.
And that's a feature that already has existed on some smartphone devices that are already out there, and customers have asked us for. So we definitely wanted to provide it, but we wanted to kind of question assumptions as we looked at it, and we turned to our design principles. So the first principle within the Metro system is clean, light, open, and fast. So when we thought about conversation view, we were thinking, what's the implementation where the user doesn't even realize they're in conversation
right.
view? You just tap on stuff on the screen, and you see kind of what you were expecting, and then you tap again, and you're kind of reading the email, and you never had to think about it. So the design that we have reflects that. And so the list items that are conversations are distinguished, but only in a subtle way. And then when you tap on them, you're still in the list view because you're still picking which message you want to read. But then once you do end up reading the email, the arrow buttons at the bottom of the screen take you from message to message. And there's a little hint at the top of the screen that's letting you know that you're at the third message or the fourth message in the whole conversation. So it's just applying that feature in the kind of subtlest of ways against features that were already in email, the list view reading
right.
of email. To enable conversations without whacking people over the head with it.
And you also got the ability to delete every email, everyone in the
yeah,
conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. actually, that feature from 7, we did a lot of research on just what's the fastest, most efficient, cleverest way to do mass email selection.
Yeah.
And so, yes, the new conversation view aligns with that really nicely
yep.
because you use the exact same model to tap on the edge of the screen to pick your items, and all those checkboxes are going to appear even though you happen to be in a conversation view.
That's right, which is really, really cool. But then there's also the threading, which is...
Yeah. So that
pretty incredible.
That
right?
one is—it's really exciting. And as a guy who's been using it now for months, it's changed the way I communicate with people. It's really exciting. I'm excited to see users using it too now. It takes the view that you have for a person who you text, and it combines that with the ability to instant message or Facebook chat
right.
with that person. So it's all happening just in one view. That's a person-centric view. And what's exciting about that is someone responds to me or talks to me over Facebook and I respond, or if someone sends me an SMS and I respond, we're using the correct medium. We're just responding with whichever medium they were using to talk to you.
Right.
The design considerations there, though, were really complicated. One of which is just the act of switching. We realized that even though at a technical level the user always needs the ability to do the switching, we wanted to make it kind of brain dead so you never had to think about it. And that's why it behaves the way I just described, where you're just replying to whatever the other person sent, and only if you want to manually think about it is there the button for you to kind of pick which protocol you want. Another consideration that came up really prominently during development was battery. So there was an earlier design for the feature where we would be sort of pinging the service and the network to check to see if someone was available, if you were
pinging
texting.
All the time, even under lock screen, under everything, just pinging.
Well, whenever you bring up the view of you and that person. But even that can drain a person's battery, and we want to preserve battery life. So, you know, there's the user experience of the feature and there's the user experience of the phone's battery life. Both
yep.
are really important. So the fact that that challenge exists is what led us to another addition to the feature, which is in the build, which we're shipping, which is a buddy list. So the buddy list, it sort of evokes the PC desktop style instant messaging, so it's there if that's the style that you
yep.
want. And it's also a convenient way to check on whether the people that you're communicating with frequently are available over IM, in case maybe you want to save a few pennies on your text messages and switch over to some instant messages.
For certain parts of the world, that actually, you know, the data... SMS.
Whoa. Yeah.
So expensive. I
yeah.
made the mistake of getting a bunch of texting when I was in Barcelona for Mobile World Congress.
Oh, 50 cents a pop?
Oh, it was so painful.
Yeah.
So painful. Okay, so, you know, let's now go a little bit geekier. Let's talk about some of the design innovations that have landed in your wheelhouse. What comes to mind when, you know, for this audience, these guys really want to understand some of the deeper technology
yeah.
design principles? What
Okay, so the largest overriding principle in my neck of the woods in communications is this idea of people-centric,
yep.
where it's the people in your life, it's not the contacts. That's why it's called the people hub. That's why
it's not the contacts hub.
Exactly,
right.
exactly.
So very easily been contacts hub, right?
Yeah, although in Absolutely. German it is kind of the contacts hub, but that's another story.
Germans.
you can pin individual people to start, which again was from yep. 7. But what we've done in Mango is now those pinned people kind of light up when they have called you or sent
yep.
you an email or
yep.
sent you a text
very
message.
Cool feature.
And we even land you in a view that lets you pick which medium you want to get back to them using, and it's all in a chronologically sorted
yep.
list. And then you take that idea and you say, all right, we've innovated on people a lot in 7, did a little bit more in Mango, and then let's rope them all together into groups. And so you get all the same features for individuals now at the group level.
Yep.
So you say you want to add like people to your family group to get in touch with mom, dad, kids. And all of the same functions I just mentioned on start for pinned people also show up in the group view yep. when you tap on
yeah.
that tab.
I have my team pinned to my start screen.
Yeah, exactly.
They're a little upset they're below my wife's. So they don't think they're as important, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can reorder them.
That's a top 8. It's a top 8 principle, right? Was it on MySpace, right? Who's in your top 8?
Above the fold, below the
That's
fold.
That's right.
So yeah, that same principle from start kicks in again in that group view.
Yep.
You can see the notifications of like who's communicated with you in what way, who's posted something to Facebook, who's posted a new picture. You can send a mass email to everybody. But the idea of taking the principles for an individual, applying them to a group, and just reusing them, reapplying them so that they resonate,
That's really cool.
that was the idea.
That's really cool. Now, for developers, right, they have some access to the contacts in through the API. But
I do believe more access
they
in
have
Mango.
Much more access in Mango.
Yeah.
But in terms of, you know, if you're talking to this developer audience, remember, some of these guys, two guys in a garage, maybe some computer science background, maybe none at all, and they just decided it's gotten so easy to build apps, I want to take my creativity and go build some apps. Let's, you know, think about your day-to-day existence and what's gone into getting to where we are today. What knowledge would you want to share? You know, we talked to Andrew earlier, and he said it's all about experience and test, and we talked to Jared, and he said think about the small screen and reduce. What would you want to share with the developers?
I think it would be a sort of a greater awareness of the trade-off between power and complexity.
Yeah.
And so every time we add something to the phone, whether at the operating system level or at the app level, when we add something, we're introducing complexity, and we're also introducing power. And being mindful of the trade-off that's being made. Like, when does the power that you're adding become more important than the complexity that you're adding? And if that's a really home run kind of a thing where it's some scenario that everyone's going to tap on and use all day long, by all means, it deserves prominence. And when that trade-off looks like kind of a, there's a fair amount of power, but there's a fair amount of complexity, that's the kind of scenario you want to maybe still provide, but want to kind of tuck away into a part of the user experience where the user's going to kind of run into it when they need it. And then the third scenario is the complexity actually more than the power? And if that's the case, you probably want to look elsewhere to other scenarios to implement into your app.
Or cut it all together.
Sure.
Okay. Anything that comes to mind when you think about things that got cut that were just too complex, not too complex for the power that they were...
We've thought about combining. I have to be careful about this one. We've thought about combining a lot of very different concepts in communications together into sort of unified and holistic experiences, because that's again like that sort of reducing people-centric tendency.
Yep.
And in exploring those, you can take those too far. You can get overly unified. This, you know, the one screen that tries to do everything in the world. That's a instinct that you can have, and that can be taken too.
Well, I saw the early screenshots that had communicate with my car, communicate with my refrigerator, and that got cut, thankfully.
That's a good example. That's a good example.
Well, that's awesome, Ian. Thank you very much. Obviously, I know the dev community is going to love being able to have this kind of view into what's gone on in the product design. I'm Brandon Watson here with Ian Todd, program manager. It's very confusing. Windows Phone, thanks much, and we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thanks.